Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We're leaving, and I was a little worried, Jack. I had just in the back of my mind, I was like, did Kellen get swayed at all? Was he swayed
by the gloves?
By Travion Cooley and giving him a high five and saying thanks for coming out. And he was there with his buddy. And I was like, all right, I got it. So I looked over at him as we were walking out, father and son. And I looked at him and said, BBN.
And James Strebel.
He gave me a little fist bump and went, BBN. Bam, Jack! That's how it's done, baby. BBN, fist bump, BBN.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
BBN. Hey, a big thank you to Mootsa Pie. Matzo Pie for dropping off some epic pizzas and bread for lunch today. The three locations, Butchertown, the Douglas Loop, and in Anchorage. Stop in and pick up some 1020 craft beer as well. And, discovered the delicious handmade brick oven pizza. It's really good.
Oh,
we had
nice.
Some today. Yeah, we had a new kind. I forget what Blank called it.
Oh, there's a special name?
Yeah, it's just different. I mean, it's very good.
Oh, sure.
I just can't remember what exactly.
Now, see, that's usually gone if I ever do shows on Wednesday. That doesn't last. It's gone.
Yeah. Most of the time.
So it must be pretty damn
good. There were a few slices when I was gone, but we had less people. I didn't see Diener around the office today. Maybe Naremich had already left because, you know, baseball started at 11:20 over 93.9.
So they were out early.
Yeah, Nick's trying to lose weight. I mean, I guess we can get to this.
Okay.
We had... and by the way, we'll tell you more about him, but 4 o'clock hour presented by RGB Home Theaters. Again, we're broadcasting live today, Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, and that is the Fitness Market, thefitnessmarket.com, 882-2694. We'll tell you more about them. Best brands, best prices, they got you covered, and they are stocked right now with e-bikes.
Oh, so yeah, they're everywhere. E-bike. They have an e-bike with a basket on it.
There you go, little basket case. Which we can get to. Green Day's out louder than life. Strebel hates Green Day.
I do hate Green Day.
4379680. We can here. I'll show you this picture in a second.
Okay.
So we're all gathered, and this is the this is the thing that scares young Justin.
Oh, why? Okay. This is why he doesn't eat.
Old Sofro gets
food around other people.
Around us especially.
Especially around the studio. Yes.
Is he's not into like the potluck type thing.
Right.
And so today, you know, I mean, Blank's there, and we got the Mootsa Pie.
Yeah.
And he puts the pizzas on the table.
Blank's serving others.
Yes, he is.
Because that's what he's good at.
Servant leadership.
He is a servant
leader. Leadership.
Yes.
And he's a giver, as Kenny Payne would say.
He is a giver.
And a giver of cold takes. I'm kidding, Blank. And, you know, we set up the pizzas. And sitting there.
Yeah.
Is a full plate of chopped up chicken, sliced chicken.
Okay.
It looked like very little seasoning.
Oh.
And it's mashed potatoes.
Like
a little Bozich grill.
Yeah. I had to say the joke.
And here's the picture of the food.
Ugh.
Okay.
Oh, that looks terrible. Well,
the thing is,
the mashed potatoes are like gray.
It had sat there for I don't know how long.
Oh,
hours.
Andy.
Strebel, it sat there from conservatively 11 a.m., 11:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And at 2 o'clock,
dude,
Lieberman came out with Nick.
No, he didn't. No.
And Lieberman's like, you want any? And we're like, again, people have been breathing it. I moved it three times. People have just been moving a plate of unseasoned chicken in a big thing of mashed potatoes.
Great mashed potatoes. I've not seen mashed potatoes like that before.
And so Coach Lieberman comes out at 1:55. And he's like, I'll eat some right now.
Oh, no, he didn't.
That and he ate some.
That's disgusting. That's gross.
And he ate some. And then he said, I don't need the rest. And then you know what happened after
Nick
that.
Nick ate it? No, he didn't.
Nick took a massive plate. Justin, did you see this? Because me and Louie's face. Okay, and Louie's got, four kids?
Yeah, he's got a lot of kids, and he's seen some things.
Yeah, and don't bet him. He'll have four more. He doesn't mind.
Yeah,
we'll have eight kids.
Exactly. He'll have eight of them, yeah.
Louie was looking, and Nick took the unseasoned chicken, and he took the mashed potatoes, and like a dog, dumped it into his plastic container of food.
Oh, no. He already had, it was already food in there? And he mixed it all together?
Well, he had some sort of rice, Brussels sprouts.
Oh, gross.
Concoction.
It stunk,
I'm sure. I don't even know what it was. It was gruel.
Yeah,
I don't
know. It was gruel sandwiches.
Yeah, it was just, it was something.
Right.
I don't know what he was eating. And then he took the unseasoned chicken, and he goes, that looks good, and threw it on top.
That looks good.
And the mashed potatoes were so hard, firm, that they just plopped in one ball.
They just fell into his bowl.
They didn't slop.
They didn't ooze
they
down.
They didn't ooze down.
Yeah, because that's just, what it's,
it just, boom, fell like a brick.
Like concrete.
And so Nick had, mashed potatoes as big as your head. Unseasoned chicken that everybody in the office had been breathing
on. And
was 5 feet away from the bathroom.
I know exactly
Away. You know exactly where it was.
I know where it was, yeah.
Everyone's walking by. Ken's walking by.
Breathing on it.
Everyone's breathing on it.
Yeah.
And just hard mashed potatoes on top of the gruel that Nick already had.
This saddens me. Not for Nick. I expect it from Nick.
Who's back there? Is Nick back there?
It tasted okay. I got to be honest.
Oh, there he is.
What have you done to Lieberman?
What'd you do to him?
What have you
neat and clean.
Was he? Maybe he wasn't.
Maybe he's always been like
here's
this.
Here's the thing.
I don't know.
We're finding this out. Even though he shook the hand of Sinatra by eating fine meals with Rick Pitino, he was eating gruel, and then Nick ate. Did you eat the rest of it? And what were you eating, Nick?
What was it?
Wait, sorry. My headphones got unplugged. I'm so sorry. My headphones got unplugged. I heard that he was eating well with Pitino, and then my headphones shorted out. I'm not even kidding. I'm trying to find the damn hole and get it back in there and jiggle it. There we go. Okay, I got it.
Nicking his headphones, man.
He wanted
dude,
to
it's a rivalry. It's like a, that's a 10-7, baby.
Sony's got a good one.
Go with Sony instead of Sony EY, okay?
Yeah. Well, Sonic Electronics gave us some, but I don't know where they are. So, I'm using my old janky pair, and this is what happens. It shorts out
so
right when...
What were you eating? Threw the other slop on top of it.
Seriously, Pop scared the crap out of me. I don't want that happening. So I'm trying to eat healthier. So I had rice, broccolini, and I actually used a honey bourbon marinade on this flank steak or something. I was basically trying to make stir fry.
That does have any sugar in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
The honey glaze.
Broccolini.
Yeah. No, it did. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's not that bad.
It's not bad.
It's baby steps. I'm not trying to lose weight.
I'm with you.
I'm just trying to eat healthy. That's all.
Sure.
And so you threw the Lieberman
concoction. That's a concoction.
Yeah. Well, Jeanette didn't want it. She said it was too sweet. So I took hers, basically. It was her leftover from last night.
Okay.
And then I threw the honey chicken, which collegiate. A lot of waspy folks over there. Yeah, kind of played the stereotype. It wasn't super seasoned, but it was better than we thought because I think that too had a honey marinade on it. So there's a whole lot of sugar.
It just looks really plain. It
looks like it was made at collegiate. No offense
it really
to collegiate.
Does.
No,
but
it
that's
does.
What it looks like.
That's some waspy ass chicken. It is, but it had honey
what
butter.
What's wrong with those mashed potatoes?
Locke thinks it's too exotic. I don't know.
I don't
honey. If honey. I just
what.
Just, A dash of salt's enough. That's all you need.
And those mashed potatoes, I just like the Bob Evans kind. I don't.
The mashed potatoes is what scared me.
It does scare me.
Did Lieberman bring it in a container, or did he bring it in with just a plate?
No, it was just
because I was recently at.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was. Oh. Man,
yeah, no,
I think of Lieberman in a completely different way now.
I didn't know this was him.
Yeah, the potatoes, I look at him differently.
The potatoes were good. They were nice and salty, but they were a little, you know, questionable. Look, I think
look very lumpy.
Coach is, I don't want to speak for him. He's a man of taste and culture, but he's also a coach at heart. And coaches, you know, at heart, are, there's a reason. You know, my dad had heart problems is because there were a lot of late nights just, you know, mainlining low main watching game film. So I feel like for every nice meal that he was with, you know, Rick Pitino, and every time, you know, Coach, you know, got on him about body fat, there was another night of, you know, Coach Pitino firing him, and then, you know, him doing, you know, game film and, you know, salt and MSG.
If Rick Pitino saw that plight, he'd make Lieberman go on the treadmill. Like, well, he put him on the
treadmill. He'd delete him from his phone.
Or he'd delete him from his phone.
Pitino would delete Lieberman from his phone in life.
You don't work here anymore.
You're done.
His keys no longer work to get into the athletic center. He's done. I mean, he's all
bad. Send him to Bellarmine.
He's done.
He's transferring to Bellarmine. That's where he has to go.
Maybe that's why he gave me the plate. Like, it was Rick Pitino in the back of his head, just like, what are you doing? Like, and
what
then,
are you doing?
Yeah, and so then.
It's rough, man.
Coach, leave him in.
No. It's rough.
Yeah,
it's absolutely rough.
That was
all right,
not
Nick,
what I expected.
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
You guys have a good one. My stomach, it definitely was gruel. It was all sweet and salty and meat and veggies. And,
it was just gruel.
Basically, it was starch, salt, and this veil of healthiness. It was, but I'm trying. I am trying.
They want the boot.
All right. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Been a while since we heard that one.
Oh, my
goodness. At least since I have.
Oh, man.
I wasn't expecting that from Lieberman. I thought he was a cultured man.
I saw a woman in a doctor's office with a glass of chocolate milk.
Oh.
Not like went to Starbucks and got like a cover.
Like a latte or something?
No, like chocolate milk.
Just chocolate milk.
In a glass.
Like Nestle Quick.
In like one of those glasses that you used to get at Pizza Hut growing up.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Basically that.
She just... consciously brought chocolate milk from her home
into
a doctor's office where people are sneezing and coughing and just a glass.
Yes. And she was weeping.
Weeping?
Yes. All of that.
Oh, wow.
And so Lieberman had a plate.
He did.
Yeah. And went to the lunch people at Collegiate. Got a plate.
Yeah, this is cafeteria lunch.
You understand?
He got a cafeteria lunch.
He took the plate from the cafetorium.
Yes.
He took it from there to his car. He then sat it in his seat.
Uncovered.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Uncovered. And then brought it into the ESPN Louisville office where it sat for a minimum of 2 hours. A minimum of 2 hours.
At least you put it in the refrigerator
or
something.
I'm there. Louie's there. Ken's there.
Yes.
Sales guy, Carrie, everybody.
Zach's there. He's sneezing on stuff. Absolutely.
Sneezing.
I know he's sneezing.
He looks like a sneeze.
He just looks like a sneeze.
He
no,
does.
You're 100% right.
He looks
right.
like
yes.
a sneeze.
Justin, I mean, Justin must look down on this like worse than normal.
I'm looking down on this.
Yo, so am I. And I'm not
Justin
like
looks, yeah, Justin looks down on a couple of buddies sharing a pizza.
Yeah.
That's not normal. But this is also
this is
not normal.
I'm not a paragon
the worst
of for
part
the finer
to me
things in life.
Is,
but.
It was also annoying because somebody, I guess it was Nick when he was eating it, decided, hey, let's throw it in the microwave to heat it up. But I'm going to throw it in there and I'm going to go back to doing the show. So it was in there for like a half hour just beeping that it was done. You know,
and Justin wants to. He wants to eat up his food, but he's not gonna.
I'm not using this microwave. I'm not using the refrigerator. I'm not using any of it.
I mean, that's okay. The microwave's okay.
Yeah,
you
it
can,
really
you
is.
You can use it.
The fridge isn't too bad. You're sitting. As long as it's covered.
You
in
put
like
stuff
a,
in there. Yeah,
yeah. like a plastic dish or container. It's not going to be It's not like permeation is not going to happen from all the other things. It'll be covered. You'll be fine.
By the way, this story coming out that Brandon Miller has now accompanied by armed security at the NCAA tournament. Apparently, he had received threats.
Oh wow!
So Alabama's going to be rolling around with armed security for Brandon Miller.
Wow.
So I want to throw that out there. Speaking
okay.
of food, this is also a Nick Valvano thing. This
wow.
is what we'll do today.
That also 4 o'clock hour has been dominated by Nick Valvano stories.
We will have Pat Forty at 5:30 today.
No,
this was
don't
supposed
worry.
To be Eamon Brennan breaks down who's going to take over for Mike Bray at Notre Dame.
Yes.
But I also wanted to bring this up, and Strebel's right.
Oh.
That the the UofL Twitter thing where Twitter people tell the athletes where they need to go to eat.
Oh, this is the worst.
I don't listen. At first, I was like, why does this bother Strebel? But the more it's happened, the more right you are.
Oh, I'm glad.
And I have never been so let down by humanity than some of the places that these UofL fan jackals, okay,
are sending Sky Clark.
Hell, or even UK fan jackals are sending the athletes, including Sky Clark.
Right, who was here yesterday. Okay. I don't know if he's still here.
Nick Valvano said it. You know, you call me an AH about it.
And what's that now? What'd you say?
No, the reason I called you an AH is because, I mean, Nick just put some Italian stuff and you immediately flew in like, that's Chef Boyardee.
It's what
it's
what Andy's trying to get to. I said, no, Clyde Clark doesn't want to go to an old Wendy's to go eat food, go eat Italian food. I'm sorry. Like, that's not why you go on visits.
I agree.
I understand.
So, yes. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say some of the restaurants, but 19 hours ago, State of Louisville's Presley Meyer, who I feel like I fundamentally probably disagree with on many, many sports subjects.
Yeah.
Okay. But he tweeted out the following: can we stop recommending people go to places with drive-thrus when they ask for Louisville food recommendations?
Thank you, Presley. Yes, absolutely.
And Mark Frazier, 82. Have you seen this response?
No, I have not.
You're going to love it.
Oh, no.
He's got the Cardinal bird. This guy, at one point, I remember, definitely had me blocked.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
I'm kind of upset that I'm not still blocked.
You might just be muted now. He may have
no,
moved
I see
you
his
from...
tweet. I'm looking at
oh,
it.
Oh, so you're not muted. Okay.
He tweeted, there's a lot of low-rent people in Louisville and a lot of low-rent people on Louisville Twitter. Fast, plentiful, and greasy is the epitome of good eating for many people. Oddly enough, that often suits college kids.
Oh, my gosh. No, don't. Yeah, look.
And so he was being told he was being insensitive. Oh, you're the rich guy and everything else.
Right. Well, here's the thing. It's like I've seen Kenny Payne at a recruiting dinner. I was there when it happened. And it wasn't at.
Strebel was there when it happened.
I did.
Steakhouse.
It was steak and bourbon.
There you go.
Very, very nice steakhouse. He was in a private room. Him and Nolan Smith. So they're not going. They're not
where
going.
Where was Jameson? Was he not there?
He wasn't there. We just saw Kenny Payne.
Only Swoosh Smith.
Only Swoosh Smith. Not right. Yeah. Not Jumpman Josh or whatever. Jumpman Jameson. No, he was not there. It was just KP and Nolan Smith. They were at a nice steakhouse. I mean, that's a place you go. Your steak's going to be $60 upwards, $100, and you had to pay for all the sides, just like Ruby's, places like that, where you pay for the steak and the mac and cheese comes extra. You got to pay $15-$20 for that. So that's where Kenny Payne's going. He's not going to Ollie's Trolley. Nothing wrong with Ollie's Trolley.
He was equally offended at both, and in a week where you got old Swoosh Smith over here wearing Nikes out on social media and coaches' shows, and Jordan Brand Josh.
That's it, Jordan Brand Josh.
Jordan Brand Josh and Swoosh Smith.
It was Jumpman Josh.
Jordan Brand Josh and Swoosh Smith.
Swoosh Smith.
It's low-key some of my favorites.
Oh, it's great. So, no, it's just silly.
No, it's enough.
It's like
you did it a few times. It's fine. It was out there.
Right.
And now it's every single time.
No, every recruit
now. Now I got to see Biscuit do the same thing. I got to see Nick do the same thing. I got to see the same thing.
From
and
everybody.
And I'm tired of it.
Well, it's going to be Carter Bryant's going to come in town. He's gonna tweet out, hey, Card Nation, where do I eat?
Don't send him to a drive-thru. He's the top five kid in the country.
We're going to have to go through the same dance again. He's going to be sending him to these same
Jordan
places.
Jordan Brand, Josh, and Swoosh Smith.
They're put White Castle. Go to White Castle.
Texas says, did Furman have his Italian sub today? Yeah, he did.
Actually, I went to Subway, and it was just a club. It was just a club.
Wow.
A little turkey, a little ham, a little roast beef.
Yeah. Subway Club.
Didn't go Italian. I don't know.
I'm stunned by that.
There's a change in the winds. No, but it's just, I mean, just real quick. It's just kind of asinine. And no, I don't think anybody's being bad or being whatever by saying, like, this is, just view it like you would a girlfriend or anybody, a prospect that you're trying to date. Where do you want to go? You want to go to the nicer places. They don't want to go where they go every single day. They don't want to go to McDonald's. They don't want to go whatever version you have. Like I said, there are places that people will sell.
Well, I want to name, but I'm not going to name. Yeah, spice it up. I don't know. Little Hammerheads or something else.
Muscle Burger Bar.
It doesn't have to be the exact same place.
Exactly. Muscle Burger Bar.
Even Hammerheads, like, it's a great place, but that's not recruiting level. That's not what we go to.
No, you're right.
You go to the place that is a ton of money that they don't have to spend for, that they can feel like they were catered to.
Well, I think this is not the official dinner. I think the official dinner with Kenny Payne
is different.
And Swoosh Smith, you probably get what you guys are talking about.
Right.
This is the
hey, I'm hanging out.
Hey, I'm hanging out. I got time for a meal. Where should me and my, you know, I don't know, his dad or his family, whoever is with him, I'd imagine is his coach. Hey,
sure.
Coach, someone's with him. Okay.
Where do we go?
On the visit. Where do we go? And so you can say, well, you know, even then, okay, Ruth Chris would be at another time. That would be,
sure,
you know,
that
would be with Kenny Payne and
sure.
Swoosh Smith.
Yeah.
But, I'm still, there's a lot of drive-through stuff like that.
Well, not only that.
Yeah.
It's now because, Bubba's
Grill, you know.
Now,
no one's going to Long Necks.
Yeah, Longheads.
Longheads.
No, it's become like the new Louisville thing. I feel like Louisville fans.
Oh no, you're going to be bothered by
better
it.
Than any fan base. Like love beating things into the ground, and they're going to beat this into the ground. And I feel like you're right. I'm going to be bothered by it every time they get a recruit since they started that show. Which again, nothing wrong with it. If Madden Sanker and Luke Burgess are going to make some bank off of it, God bless them, make some money. But like I don't need that from every recruit. Let that be their thing. We don't have to do the, hey, Louisville, where do I eat after every single recruiting visit?
Sky Clark doesn't have some NIL money from Illinois still laying around. They can't go to a nicer place just seeing his family. Well, like, I'm sure there's something. There's
Jordan
something.
Brand, Josh, and Swoosh Smith.
Where does Jordan Brand Josh like to
Texas
go?
Texas says, you guys had the explosive sound from the Diener show of blank moaning today saying, oh, Diener.
No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, that one is. I think somebody did cut that. Yeah, it is in the Dropbox.
Really?
James cut it. Yeah, it's in there.
Old Jimmy cut it?
Old James cut it.
Old Jimmy?
No.
This is a 40-second clip.
Really?
Well, do you want to hear it?
Moan for 40 seconds?
I don't know if there's a 40-second moan.
Of course I want to hear it.
You
yes.
want to do this right now?
We can wait. I mean, it's almost a break time. We can do it after the break. We can tease
you want
it.
That to be the thing? No, we're doing it now.
Okay, that's fine.
We're doing it now. I have not heard this.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Oh, we're there. I think we're so.
Oh, the Diener. Games are gonna begin.
Oh, Diener.
Oh boy.
Diener.
What can we do?
Oh, what do we got to do? Do we got to go to Frankfurt?
Why did you have to say that way? Do you understand? You just put you.
What I
you
say?
You just moaned and said my name.
I didn't realize that. I'm just excited. This is great. This is fantastic.
As you were saying it, I'm saying, how many times am I going to hear this?
I'm just excited. This is a big deal for the state of Kentucky. This is a big deal.
Big deal for our radio station.
For our radio station. For sports fans everywhere. This is great.
The beginning where he's like, we're almost there. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hey, Diener.
What can we do?
Diener.
What?
Diener.
What? Only a few weeks ago, he was telling Diener to lay on a bed with him.
What I
you
say?
You just moaned and said my name.
I
you
say.
Just moaned and said my name.
Take that, Eamon Brennan.
Yeah.
Take that.
You want to be on this show?
That's how you do real sports talk radio. We didn't need to know who took over for Mike Bray anyway.
No.
We didn't know your Final Four that's going to end up being a 1 seed, a 2 seed, a 3 seed, and another 1 seed.
Yes.
We didn't need to know.
We're good to go. We have Diener moans and Blake moans.
Texas says beating something into the ground is BBN and L's down in every piece of in every picture that they take.
That's kind
yes.
of yeah. I agree with that. I understand that. Yes. Yeah, I agree with that.
Texas says all the meat at Subway is turkey except the tuna. Guys, we know. You don't have to tell me. That's exactly what I said. We said, oh. I'd rather have
sandwich.
Lieberman's meal.
And in Subway,
you just moaned and said my name.
It's not a lot of options between here and where I'm coming from work. You know, it's what I had. It's what I had to do. Otherwise, I'm doing Jimmy John's again. and I can't do it 5 days
every
in a row.
Single
every
day.
I can't do the plus Italian nightclub every each, single time.
Yeah, that's like 2,300 calories.
The veto. You can't do that.
The veto. The veto's literally 3,000 calories.
It's a lot,
No, it is. It's something
it's
like that.
It's very delicious, but
I had a buddy who just used to just crush Jimmy John's. Like, all the time. Anytime he'd order it, like, you know, for delivery.
Yeah.
We were kind of buy one. He'd get the delivery. I mean, Strebel all
multiple
the time.
Times a week.
Just all the time.
I like their chips, too.
I like no chips. Well, good. I'm happy for you. Yeah. So anyway, let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a break. What do we want to talk about? On the other end, Louder Than Life's out. Justin Sneez and who we think makes the Final Four. Halfway through here on this, what is it, a Wednesday on ESPN 680.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My boyfriend is a bad man.
And James Strebel.
My girl cheats on me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You just moaned and said my name.
That won't get old for a while.
Hey, Diener.
What?
Diener.
What? Diener even sounds like what?
Diener.
What? Blank.
Oh, goodness. This morning, our guy Jeff Goodman, not Jeff Gordon, he tweeted something. I may dive into this with you here at some point. Did you at any point today want to do the hokey thing? I'm sorry, Phil Baker, but Phil Baker's done this. I'm not saying it's a wrong thing. All right, here's who's at Louder Than Life.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. Absolutely.
Who's here at Louder Than Life?
Yeah, we can do that for sure.
Justin, I see you not caring about this at all. This subject, if you do, let me know.
There's a couple names on there that I like.
Oh, I'm interested in that.
So I
know the headliners.
Okay.
I know the headliners. I know there's basically like 2 days that interest me, and that's it. Like, I think Saturday and Sunday, from what I remember, are terrible. Thursday and Friday, like the only two games.
All right, so Thursday, you want to see a little Foo Fighters, Weezer, Rancid, 311, Coheed and Cambria. Those are the main ones that I would say.
Yes, I would.
You good with that?
I've seen two out of the five there, but I'd like to see Rancid. That was a band from my childhood in the 90s that I was kind of into, like when I was like kind of into punk.
Yeah, I'm not sure it doesn't translate like it used to.
It might not.
I can tell you it doesn't.
Yeah. Okay.
My opinion. Okay. And I'm good never seeing Weezer ever again. And Foo Fighters, they don't hit like, you like them much more than I do and other people do. So for me, okay. So for me, not a big deal.
Right.
Friday, sorry, let me turn my computer down. there's a story about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, another one.
Who went into the darkness and became a Jet.
Friday's
up your alley.
Yes, Friday's my day.
Okay, so Friday is up your alley. Tool, Godsmack, a little Limp Bizkit, a little Megadeth.
Yes, that's my day.
That's your day.
To see a little, I would love to see Megadeth. I mean, Dave Mustaine was, like, he got kicked out of Metallica for being too crazy. Back when Metallica was, like, all crazy and, like, drinking and doing all kinds of bad stuff. Like, and he was, like, on Kill 'Em All. He wrote everything on Kill 'Em All, basically, and wrote almost everything on Ride the Lightning, which, in my opinion, are Metallica's two best albums. That's their heaviest. That's when they were, like, I know people love Master Puppets. It's great, don't get me wrong, but I like Kill 'Em All. I like Ride the Lightning. So I see Megadeth singing a little Symphony of Destruction. That's a great song. A little Peace Sells, Who's Buying?
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
So
it's
Friday,
a Megadeth,
so
baby.
Friday's your day. I mean,
Limp Bizkit. I haven't seen Tool. I love Tool.
There you go.
Limp Bizkit, I saw back Summer Sanitarium Tour. It was Korn, Metallica, Limp Bizkit, Kid Rock, but I'd like to see Limp Bizkit again because apparently now Fred Durst, he does a show in like a wig and like big sunglasses. He looked completely different. So I'd like to see, and I love Westmoreland. The guitar player is a whack job. I love that guy.
I love that. You know what? That's going to be the name of the hour.
I do. I love Westmoreland.
I love Westmoreland.
He's the one that makes.
I know who Westmoreland is.
I know
is.
You do. I don't know if Justin does.
Yes, I'm not Jack.
Don't worry about
you. I think, okay.
No, I grew up on like a lot of this stuff. Yeah, like it's
really.
Yeah.
Oh, Dino.
Well, I had an older brother who listened to a lot of stuff. So he's five years older than me. So I. Yeah. Yeah.
We need to play this in the background, like when Pat's talking at 5:30.
Just between, you know, what you
Eamon Brennan was telling us who's taking the Notre Dame job. You see here.
Oh, Diener.
Just in the back, just in the background.
You should mix that and the sneeze.
So Saturday, Avenged Sevenfold, someone by the name of Falling in Reverse, then the fake Pantera.
Yeah,
that's on Saturday. Doesn't do it for me and a bunch of bands that I don't know.
I'll pass because the key members like Vinnie Paul and Dimebag Darrell are passed away.
Yeah, they're
so
dead.
It's not Pantera. It's just Phil Anselmo and some guys.
In Sunday's Green Day, Turnstile, Queens of the Stone Age, Run the Jewels, if you like, them.
I like Run the Jewels. I like Queens of the Stone
Viagra
Age.
Viagra Boys, that's what they called you. Yeah, I don't even call know. You.
Queens of the Stone Age, I like Songs for the Deaf. I like Lullabies to Paralyze.
And Lullaby.
They had that song, Sick, 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 was really good. out of all those bands, like, I'd see Queens of the Stone Age, but I'm not going to go make a day just to see Queens of the Stone Age. I despise Green
Day. So you're a one day goer here.
Pretty much.
I'll go out Friday.
Friday's my day.
You have any take on this?
I like Thursday the best, probably for me. I mean, so like I know you all don't like them, but Coheed and Cambria is like one of my favorite bands of all time.
Oh, we didn't know that.
I don't have anything against Coheed and Cambria. I just think not up my alley.
Yeah, they just think they're. There was a lot of stuff like that. I thought they were really entertaining.
So back in the day, their first album, the Green Album.
A Second Stage Turbine Blade? Yeah.
There you go. That one. Okay. It's their first album, the Green one. Okay.
Yeah. He just gave us his bona fides.
I'm getting ready to bury him. So.
Oh!
This is just the time you have an Italian food that you like, and then he flies in
and
with
then
my
I crap
uncle.
On it.
That's what I'm getting ready to do to you.
The second album is more of my preference.
So Coheed and Cambria was more in the punk scene. They played, you guys remember, it's by the Taco Bell. It used to be a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yep, my brother was there. I know what you're talking about. I know where you're going with this.
Okay, so it used to be a place called the Brick House.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They played there multiple times, and they played in a room, Strebel, about as big as the room we're in at the fitness market.
Oh, I bet that was nuts.
No one knew who they were. They were just kind of a rad-ass band, and then they just, I mean, obviously now they're huge.
Right.
Now they're huge. So I have... God, if I could find it, I'm gonna go home. My wife's going out of town here, like in the next few days or weeks.
So
it's gonna be Sweeney Palooza.
Oh, heck
by the way,
I
got booked to Houston and back.
Oh, did you?
Nonstop.
Oh, so no layovers?
Shout out to Diener on that.
Hell yeah!
Shout out to Diener.
That's awesome. Great for you,
Diener.
Oh, Diener. They should play that at the fitness market every time someone walks in.
Oh, Diener.
What can they open the door?
Instead of a bell.
Instead of going bing bong, front door.
Yeah, no, ding dong. Instead of that. But anyway, yeah, I need to go because I have. Man, it's not High 8. It was a smaller tape than that. It was after High 8 of a recording of them playing.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is every bit of, I mean, goodness, could it have been? When did that come out? Because I'm thinking it.
That was like 99 when that came out.
I was going back to 97, 98.
Yeah.
I'm going back to when Tubby Smith was considered a good coach.
Yeah, when he was going
somewhere around there.
National championship games and, being a
I wonder if it was even before that. That could have been their old band name. And then because I knew they had toured a little bit then before they changed the name to Coheed and Cambria.
No, this is when they were Coheed. Okay. No, I do remember that. I have to find it. I mean, this is
years ago. Yeah.
This is every bit of, at least 24 years ago.
Right.
At least 25 years ago. So there you go.
That's
way too long. That's what she said.
But Justin's brother was there, though. So he, like, Justin has a little knowledge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I know his brother.
He might.
You could.
I don't know. Maybe I know his brother.
You could. It looks so. Actually, I was wrong on that. I guess some of the songs that they had worked on were 99, but it didn't fully come out until 2002. So it could have been somewhere in that range. But,
no, that's about right. Okay. I took a semester off from college. I'm thinking, I don't know. No, I was in high school.
You were in high school when
100% I was in high
school. Wow.
I had to be. I graduated in
02. I was 2000,
I had to be.
You were in high school.
Anyway, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. I don't know what to do here. Do you want to hear Fran Fraschilla?
Yeah, I've not heard Fran
Otherwise,
Fraschilla.
We won't get to this. Here's Fran Fraschilla on just Kentucky in the tournament. It's like a minute 50, okay? This is just Fran, his thoughts on Kentucky.
The Cats.
Providence, the Cats. And he saw, obviously, a lot of the Big 12, Kansas State.
Sure, yes.
How that matchup may look in the round of 32.
This is a fun matchup, but I do think Kentucky's got a little more firepower than Providence. And, you know, I would think they'll win. This should be a 6-11 is usually a close game, and there will be some upsets. So I think Kentucky's got to be prepared for that. You know, the Bryce Hopkins thing, first of all, kudos to the young man. He had an amazing season at Providence. And, you know, sometimes when you're on a team with so many highly recruited players, especially guys from around the country, you know, you could get lost in the shuffle. And that did happen, and good for him. Coach Cal, as Mark knows, once the game starts, you're not thinking about Bryce Hopkins and whether he still should be on your team. You're trying to figure out which buttons to pull and just get you know, survive in advance. As somebody, some great coach once said, you know, I don't remember, but some guy said survive.
I think
in advance.
I know that guy.
Yeah, it's stuck. You know, it's stuck. But I think that's where Kentucky is now. Kentucky is a deeper team than Kansas State, no doubt about it. More athletes, probably greater size up front. Obviously, they will have greater size up front with Oscar. The dangerous thing for them is this is a Kansas State team that plays extremely hard. They're tough as nails. They've literally got two of the best 20 players in the country, and Keontae Johnson, who Kentucky fans will remember, obviously, preseason SEC player of the year before he had the unfortunate heart incident. And Marquise Noel is a dynamo at 5'8", you know, one of the best small guards in the country. So that second round game, assuming they meet, will be a tough game. Kentucky has more athleticism. It's a game they should be worried about. Not going to surprise me if they win. But, you know, Kansas State has two great players.
There you go. There you go.
I
don't think there's anything hot takey with that.
No, there's no hot.
And I told Nick to ask that because Fran is the Big 12 guy.
Right.
And they could meet, but it's silly.
Well, that's the thing.
But it's silly to even. No, I'm not viewing any. We're not. That's it. That's all we're talking Kansas State.
Sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's way before the horse.
Way before the horse.
Musty old statement.
100%.
Got it. But it's like they got to get through Friday first before we even think about Kansas State.
I'm with
you. And again, I'm not saying that Nick shouldn't ask the question. Like you said, it's a good question. Because obviously that
it could happen.
It's in the periphery, but like the thought that Kentucky just walks in and just beats Providence is still not. I get it. Kentucky fans are like, oh, Springboard, it's a loser mentality. It's like, I know the bona fides on Providence. I know how many games they've lost. I know they lost three in a row. They're cold.
Wednesday, the day before we play Freiburg, and I don't know. Being a bit.
All right, there we go. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's the Biancardi zone.
Is
he live, or is that a recorded video?
7 hours ago. I just got the update.
Does it say, was he live during it? Like, how long's the video?
The video is 10 minutes long, 10:48.
I swear to God. Like, Adrian
Rabiot dreams of staying and becoming a leader.
He's a bum.
Now a pillar of the team. Is it Rabiot?
Rabiot
hopes to one day become a captain and a leader for Juve.
Yeah, he also wants 12 million euros a season. He can go.
Give it to him. Just give it to him.
No, we don't need that for a Frenchman.
You know what KP would do? He'd pay him.
He'd
pay him, but he'd make sure he knows the history of Juventus first. He has to know that he's a Juve man, that he's an old lady.
Jack Plummer is wearing Nike. Do you see
that? I saw that. Oh, have you seen any of this? Oh, I saw
him throwing a go route in California.
Oh, yeah. He can sling it. Man. There's like no zip on the ball whatsoever. Old noodle arm Plummer out there throwing rainbows down
the
field.
That's where you're going. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I watched him throw the that ball just whizzes. Like, no, it doesn't. It floats. He throws floaters. So get ready to get picked off by bum level ACC teams.
Texas says, my daughter just said, oh, Diener from the back seat. What have you done?
Oh, Diener.
What can we?
How old's your daughter?
He's a car seat.
Oh, God. No. 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 No.
Oh. Texas says Kentucky blows out Providence, loses a close one to K-State.
It wouldn't surprise me if that's what
happens. That's from Sanderson or Sampson or Samsonite.
Or Samsonite. That's it. I was way off.
Texas says, can we get Billy Reid sound? What do we know? We're talking sports.
We're doing sports talk
guys,
today.
Guys, at this point, tomorrow, teams are going to be out of the NCAA tournament, and you want me to do something so juvenile, and that's bring up Billy Reid sound?
We're going to have it on the screen in the home studio. RGB screens are going to be full of basketball.
Texas says, oh, Diener sounds like Keith Jackson saying, whoa, Nelly.
Oh, Diener.
What can we kind of Nelly.
Oh, Nelly, we're coming at you live from the Nelly. Big one.
Nebraska football, 1995.
Texas says, are you guys at the fitness market off Plant Side? I just drove by and I saw a beat-up minivan.
That's it.
I view every minivan as beat-up. When someone says minivan, I feel like it's, like when you get a minivan and you bring it home, if you buy it new,
yeah.
I feel like that depreciates more so than any other vehicle.
Probably any other vehicle.
That's I feel.
You'll like this story.
I'm not against a minivan, by the way.
It's very economical.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I'm not saying
but
in general.
I understand what you're saying.
I love to rock a minivan. I got no problem with it. I can't because that would be creepy.
Yeah, because it would be creepy. Like it'd just be you driving around. Well, a lot of times it is just me driving around the minivan. Like right now, like I don't have any kids in my minivan. My kids are, you know, at home right now, but I'm still driving the minivan. But you'll like this story. So Viper, his baseball, indoor baseball facility is off of Blankenbaker Parkway.
Right.
It's right behind Liquor Barn and the Academy and all that.
Yep.
And so he was at practice. I went out and I got a little gas, got some coffee from that Krispy Kreme right over there.
Okay.
I mean, right by Double Dog.
You Calipari?
I just felt like coffee. And so I'm pumping gas. And next to me is a super nice vehicle, like a super nice SUV. I mean, you know where I am right now.
Yeah.
And then I look over to my right and I hear a guy say, hey, nice minivan. And I peek over and it's the same minivan. Like, we're driving the same minivan. Like, same color and everything.
It's, wow.
I was stunned.
So it wasn't somebody that you knew.
No. It was just some guy that was like, oh, hey, that guy. And I was just stunned that in that area of town, there's another minivan like mine.
Now you
I
were,
was taken
where,
aback.
Where were you known? That someone recognized you, not today, but you were somewhere where someone recognized you.
Well, I was recognized today.
Well, no.
Multiple times.
Well, no. Well, I want to get to that here in a second. But you were recognized by a Louisville fan somewhere recently.
Right? We had a trivia night thing for Kellen's baseball team. There was somebody that knew who I was. There are a few people at that Louisville football game that knew who I was.
Know what happened today? Say what happened today.
Okay.
Blank, are you listening to this?
All right.
Again, Strebel, I mean, there was thousands.
You'll like this story.
Today was a kid's day.
I kind of got the flex in front of the students today.
At Patterson. Okay, so multiple things happened. Okay, go ahead.
So
I'm
at Jim Patterson Stadium for they have the grade school day baseball game. And so they're, you know, we always go out there. It's a fun day to get outside, watch a little baseball. So for some reason, the parking with the buses is always great at this event. Like, they've got it down pat. You get in, boom, bus is gone.
Done,
Today, I don't know who was in charge.
Oh, boy.
It was a mess.
Not good.
And we sat in traffic for, like, 20 minutes. We couldn't even get in the stadium. I just sat in front of Jim Patterson Stadium in a bus for 20 minutes. I'm talking to you, Blank. I'm talking to your baseball team and the people running U of L. It was a mess. So, anyway, we're leaving the game. We go to the back parking lot where the bus is supposed to be. Our buses aren't there.
Uh-oh.
And so I'm getting nervous. Like, I got to get these kids back to school. I got to get my kids with Nana. I got to make it to the show.
Nana.
I'm starting to sweat. And so I'm talking to the kids like, hey, stay over here. I'm going to call the bus company, and I'm going to see where our buses are. And then I hear out of the corner of my ear, James. And I was like, huh? And I turn around. This guy gets off the bus. He's like, hey. He's like, my name's David. He's like, I listen to you every day.
Nice.
He's like, I'm a bus driver.
This is in front of your students then,
in front of
right?
my students. Yeah, in front of the students. And he's like,
how about that?
He's like, my name's David. He's like, I'm a former teacher, 28 years. And he was like, he's like, I got you. So he gets on the bus. He gets on his little CB. He's like, hey, where are these buses? Oh, I know where they are. He's like, you come with me. Follow me.
Wow.
And so he like, we like moved in front of everybody. He knew exactly where our buses are. If it wasn't for David, big shout out, David. What if he's listening right now? He told me he listens about 4:15 on.
Is that Wildcat David?
If it wasn't
David?
For David, no, he's a Louisville fan. That's another thing. He's like, I can't stand some of your takes, but you're funny. I listen every day.
He said he was at the game, but that didn't clarify for me.
No, he's a bus. He's driving a bus. Okay. Yeah, you're right. And then so without David, we still might be standing in that parking lot waiting for our buses.
Wow, hours so after the game.
So he came through. I appreciated David.
Nice.
And I had a lady tweet at me and say, saw you at the game. You weren't wearing red and black.
Well, who's tweeting it? What's
I guess
this?
He's another teacher.
What woman's this?
I don't know. She said she's
a random woman
she's
tweeting
like,
you?
Yeah, she said, I listen every day. Didn't want to fangirl out and bother you. I said, next time, say hello. And so, yeah, I got noticed multiple times at the game today.
Who else noticed you?
I don't know. Those are the two that I
know
for sure.
You want to say it on the air?
I saw Lottie. I was standing in line at a concession trying to get a Pepsi. And
a Pepsi product?
A Pepsi product, yeah.
Sure.
And I look over to my side, and I see Lottie, and Lottie kind of looked at me. And then the thought crossed my mind, does she know who I am? Kind of. And I don't know if she did or not, but I saw Lottie, and then she was gone. I kind of wanted to take a selfie to send it.
And say, what's up, Blank?
To
say,
Blank,
you know,
yeah.
I have a friend who may know you. His name's Mark Blankenbaker.
I was like, man, do I say, hey.
You drop a blank name?
You know
you drop a double D?
I work with Blankenbaker. I work with Drew Diener.
Drew Diener, right?
I should have done it. And the moment passed. Get a little selfie with Lottie.
The moment
shoot
passed.
Shoot that to Blankenbaker.
There you go.
But I didn't want to bother.
That would have been great.
I let her. She just
that would have been great.
She side-eyed me, and then she walked away.
That's understandable.
I get it.
That's what I would have done.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Jeff Goodman had a thought on the transfer portal, and you know it's something I've thought. I'm trying to decide what my feeling is on it. And then Mike DeCourcy said something yesterday that I mean, when you look at it, there's only so many teams that can obviously win the NCAA tournament. So
sure.
We'll do that. 437-9680. One more hour to go. Pat 40 in a half an hour. We're hanging out with you until 6 o'clock live from the Fitness Market on ESPN 680.